And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday, the 30th of November, 2014. It's the birthday of the man who said, "A successful book is not made of what is in it, but of what is left out of it." Mark Twain, born Samuel Clemens, Florida, Missouri, 1835. His first book was a collection of short stories called The Celebrated Jumping Frog of Calaveras County, came out in 1867. Did not sell many copies, but it made his reputation. And 2 years later, Mark Twain published The Innocents Abroad, his humorous book about traveling to Europe with other American tourists, which was a big bestseller. In fact, it was the best-selling of all Mark Twain's books during his own lifetime. Over the next 25 years, he published Tom Sawyer, Life on the Mississippi, and in 1884, The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn, founded his own publishing company, published the memoirs of Ulysses S. Grant, which was hugely successful. And then, as most people know, he invested a huge amount of money in the automatic typesetting machine called the Page Compositor, which turned out to be an abysmal failure. He was in financial trouble. His book, A Connecticut Yankee in King Arthur's Court, did not sell very well. He took his family to Europe, wrote Pudd'nhead Wilson, 1894. It did not sell well either, and so he went on a worldwide lecture tour to earn money. In 1896, his daughter Susie died at the age of 24 from spinal meningitis. And after that, Mark Twain sank into depression. His wife, Olivia, died in 1904. And a year later, on this day in 1905, Mark Twain turned 70, and he had a big party at Delmonico's restaurant in New York City. Willa Cather came, Andrew Carnegie. There was a 40-piece orchestra, and Mark Twain got up and gave a speech. He said his 70th birthday was far superior to his first. He said, "I remember the first very well. Everything was so crude, unaesthetic, primeval. I hadn't any hair. I hadn't any teeth. I hadn't any clothes." Secret of long life, he said, was to smoke only when awake and to avoid exercise at all costs. Here's a poem for today by Anne Harrington entitled Shoveling. I woke to the sound of shovels scraping the sidewalk. More snow. Son of a snowplow driver, shoveling was one of your specialties. Like rising at 5 to feed the cats, filling the bird feeder, making the coffee, charging my phone, a catalog of kindnesses I mostly slept through. You were the constant one, the unapologetic booster, the besotted. I was the strategist, the asker of difficult questions, the beloved. We chose the old house on the corner, not knowing what we were in for, whoever does. We battled together, but cancer made you old too soon and left me, the independent one, suddenly alone. Now the years stretch ahead of me like an endless sidewalk filled with snow. I shuffle into your old jacket, hat, and two big boots, grab a shovel, and get to work, hoping some of you will rub off on me. A poem titled Shoveling by Anne Harrington, used by permission of the poet here on The Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, the oldest monthly devoted to discovering and publishing new voices in poetry. You can browse 100 years of poetry and become a subscriber at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Joy Biles, engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.